now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
Let's say that you work for a company offering automatic enrollment in their retirement plan. That's a good thing. In such instances, the employer will typically enroll an employee in the plan once he or she meets eligibility requirements. At that point, a certain percentage of the paycheck, known as the contribution rate, will be directed into the investment fund the company has selected. You might conclude that you need not concern yourself further regarding this aspect of financial life. Perhaps. But as indicated by AXA, employees shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that they must stick with the default elections that their employer has selected for them. Once automatically enrolled, an employee can increase or decrease their contribution rate, move money from one investment option to another, or even opt out of the plan altogether. They may even have the right in certain instances to request a refund of amounts automatically withheld from their pay. Obviously, given the fact that many undersave for retirement, some of these options should perhaps be avoided absent some compelling countervailing consideration. But the choice to increase the contribution rate may make sense for many folks. The contribution rate, typically set at 3%, may be less than what one requires to meet their retirement savings objectives. Many would also be wise to contribute at least enough to receive their full employer match. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.